have the full pink moon at 16 degrees of Libra, happening on April 5th at 9:34 a.m. Pacific, which would be 12:34 a.m. Eastern. Check your local time to see when this lunation is occurring for you. We're kicking off this first full moon of the spring season Libra style. And this lunar event happens to be a pink moon. All full moons of the year happen to have a name, and this one is associated with pink because it corresponds with the flowers of the year. In other words, native and ancient tribes observed the flowers that were in bloom during this time of year, and their colors being associated with pink and all of those spring colors that we come to know. So there was an association with the month of April and the blooming of pink flowers. Spiritually, this might be a time where you're noticing that things are starting to blossom just a bit for you. So if you've been in a stale period, this might be a period where you're starting to see things are forming, things are starting to bud for you. There's actual movement that's occurring around your life. So some of the hard work or seeds you planted might be flourishing at this period. Even though Libra is an easygoing sign and associated with harmony, there are some harsher elements occurring during this lunation. So transit-wise, this lunation is mixed baggy. There are definitely some sweet spots, but there are definitely some harsher energies occurring during the time of this lunar event. And for this reason, the vibes on the graph are a little wonky. We have solitude energy popping up from the 5th all the way up to the 6th, and then it spikes back up around the 7th. It's also intersecting emotional sensitivity, psychic vibes, romantic energy, and mental energy. And that mental energy will be present throughout this next couple of days, especially hitting its peak around the 5th during the time of this full moon. So with all of that said, this could be a time where we're really in our heads about romantic situations, about some of our close relationships. We could be feeling edgy. We could have moments where we're needing more than we're getting from others. Sometimes this is for logical reasons. Other times it may be just needing validation in order to feel better, which there's nothing wrong with wanting a little bit of validation, but there are some alignments during this lunation that might enunciate the need for unhealthy validation. So that could be problematic through this, and we could really be in our heads during this lunar event and just trying to process what we do next and where our situations with others are headed. I mean, it wouldn't be a full moon in Libra if we weren't thinking about where our close unions are heading. But full moons are about the peak of the lunar cycle. It's when we look back at our actions during the new moon. In other words, new moons are times where we adopt the positive traits and qualities of a sign and hope to incorporate them in our lives. We plant the seeds of intention. So by the time we get to the full moon in that particular sign, we can harvest all the benefits from it, tweak the things that need working, and discard the things that are no longer working for us. And in Libra, we seek to bring equilibrium to the things that are out of balance in our lives. And if you've been working on this energy over this last 6 months, how have you incorporated harmony into your personal life? Libra is about the benefits of one-on-one close relationships. And for this reason, has this been a period where you've worked on ensuring that you have reciprocal relationships in your life? Throughout this last 6 months, have you been examining if there's fairness in these relationships? If the relationships you're participating in are one-sided, and why you can no longer invest your time in unfair scenarios? Libra is about the benefits of one-on-one relationships. And it doesn't always have to be romantic relationships, although Libra is very much associated with romantic unions, but it is our close relationships. Yes, it could be romantic unions, but this could also be close relatives. This could also be close friends. This could also be people that we collab with, because Libra has a lot to do with the collaborations in our lives. So anybody that we're networking with, business partners and things of that nature. This might have been a time where we examined if we were getting the same as we were giving from these unions. And if we weren't, this could have been a time where we were looking for ways to compromise with those individuals. And if that's not working at this point in time, this full moon could be a period of realizing that we can no longer invest in something that's not giving us a return. And this is not to say at this full moon you're going to leave your situations or discard your situations, but it could be that nudge to start the process of distancing yourself from these situations, these unions, partnerships, and whatever else it might be for you. But this could have been a period of recognizing those who actually do bring reciprocity to your union. Sometimes we lose sight of who's really in our corner, not because we don't care about them, but we get wrapped up in our lives. We get wrapped up in all the other stuff we have going on for ourselves. And this could have been a period of taking a moment to appreciate those who actually bring something to the table, who actually are worth investing in, because there is a return on investment in that. Having people who actively and constructively participate in our unions is big. It's so vital. And those people who are in our corner like that deserve appreciation. And so this could have been a period where you're rebuilding those relationships with those who actually bring something to the table, who bring reciprocity to your life. And speaking of focusing on the right people, has this been a period where you've opened yourself up to new people and you're trying to ensure that the ones that you let in your life offer something? And by offer something, I mean offering healthiness. So this could be about letting in new people that bring harmony to your life. They bring a sense of joy. They bring a lot of fun to your life. The relationships are easygoing and fulfilling and mutual and open up a lot of richness into your world. So this could have been a period to ensure that those are the types of relationships that you're building and incorporating into your life so that way you can have fulfillment through other people. Libra energy is about devotion, but it's also about devoting yourself to the right energies because again, Libra is seeking equilibrium and needs to be surrounded by feel-good vibes. So this could have been that period where you're ensuring that the ones that you do put the time into and any other new prospects bring something to the table in your life because this energy is focused on these one-on-one unions. Has this been a period where you're trying to make sure that you participate in a healthy manner within your relationships? In other words, this could have been a time where you're ensuring that you're still yourself within a relationship without losing who you are while being in that union. Sometimes the unhealthy end of Libra can be codependent and losing your identity because you're wanting to please that partner. A lot of people-pleasing behavior does come up in Libra energy. And so this could have been a time where you're working on that. And so with this, I am mostly talking about romantic relationships. And in this energy, in any energy, when you're dealing with a love life situation, sometimes it feels nice to get swept away and just lose yourself in the union. However, there's a slippery slope to that. So this could have been a period where you were trying to learn how to still be in a relationship while maintaining your identity within that union, where the two of you could be together, but yet you're separate entities. This was a big topic in the new moon in Aries, and the Aries energy participates within this because it is a full moon. Because the sun and the moon oppose each other during these lunations, we always have to look at the other pairing in this. And so this could have been a period of realizing that you've lost yourself in relationships, and at this point, you're wanting to maintain those relationships and find yourself again without feeling guilty about it. Which leads into another energy of Libra. Libra is about keeping the peace and keeping things easy. And so sometimes things get bottled up within this energy because we are trying to maintain the peace. It brings in that people-pleasing behavior and that could lead to resentment. So has this been a period where you've been learning not to bottle things up? Has this been a period where you're realizing you can still keep the peace and still speak your mind because you can no longer bottle things up because it's not helping you, it's not helping the relationship, and it's been putting a strain on some of your unions. So this could have been a period to work on that. And even though Libra and energy doesn't like rocking the boat, this also could have been a period of seeing those who openly oppose you and distancing yourself from that energy or having some sort of confrontation within that energy. In other words, Libra has to do with the other, and with Libra within the seventh house, we can see those who openly oppose us, those who are open enemies. So through this energy, we can see our one-on-one adversaries. And for this reason, this could have been a time of seeing it for what it is, taking off those rose-colored glasses and facing the situations for what they are and why you can no longer participate in the drama, whether this be situations with frenemies, whether this be situations with someone you're dating that is very combative, or other people who create strife in your life purposefully. This could have been that time for you to recognize those situations for what they are, so that way you're not reciprocating these actions that are unhealthy. Libra teaches us that we need to honor our need for fairness and live a life that reaps the benefits of easygoing relationships. Let's look at these transits and see what we can expect from this lunation. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. So as I was mentioning earlier, even though this moon is in Libra, it is hitting some harder alignments. Libra's not known for being a very harsh energy, but the connections that are occurring during this time happen to be somewhat harsh. It doesn't mean that we don't have some sweet spots, because we absolutely do, but we definitely have a mixed bag moon for sure. Venus and Mars are the chart rulers. Venus rules Libra, Mars rules Aries, and both planets are in interesting conditions. Interesting conditions because Venus happens to be in its place where it's happy. It's at home. It's in Taurus. So we're getting the more harmonious expressions of this sign planet pairing. Mars, on the other hand, happens to be in its fall position. Mars is currently in Cancer. So some of its expressions could be dampened. However, it is making harmonious alignments. Venus will connect harmonious with Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, allowing us to take a break from stagnant situations that have left us foggy and unable to cope. So an alignment like this could help us have a breakthrough moment when it comes down to some of our stressors that we haven't been able to manage pretty well, certain things that we've been in the dark about, certain things that we've just been really foggy about, or where we've felt like nothing is moving in our lives. We might see some movement in these areas, especially when it comes down to relationships and finances, because we are dealing with Venus stuff. Mars may be in its fall position. However, it is making favorable connections to Saturn and the lunar nodes. And because of this, we might be able to take some constructive action on things that might have caused turbulence in our life so we can have a more tranquil existence. So this is going to be excellent for releasing unhealthy patterns that have kept us stuck and stagnant in favor of forward movement in our lives. The luminaries, which are the sun and the moon, are going to be making some uncomfortable alignments to Saturn and Uranus, which might cause some fluctuations in terms of feeling jittery and feeling gloomy the next moment. And we might have moments where we feel off regarding our financial situations, our romantic situations. We will have our relationship situations on our mind throughout this lunar event, especially with the focal point being Libra and Libra being about one-on-one relationships. But with some of the alignments that are occurring, this could feel more pronounced, especially with the alignments that the sun and moon are making towards Chiron. We might have moments where we're feeling more insecure than normal, especially if we're not getting the validation that we need from others. So this might have us looking for reassurance and not getting the answer that we want or the results we want, causing us to feel worse about ourselves and creating more insecurity about a situation. So we might have to find other ways to boost our self-esteem rather than looking for outward validation. Luckily, the sun is connecting with Jupiter in a way that's fun and exciting and hopefully allows for us to pick ourselves back up and feel more joyous and feel more upbeat about things. Again, this is a mixed bag moon, so we will have moments where we're having up and down moments where one moment we might feel a little bit gloomy, the next minute we might feel optimistic about a few things, and especially with the sun connecting to Jupiter in this way, we could pick ourselves back up by the end of this and feel like we can shoot our shot at our aspirations and come back to some things that we've left on the back burner because we were too shy to initiate them. The signs that'll feel this lunation more than others are the cardinal modality: Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, between 14 to 24 degrees of these placements. So if you have planets in these signs, or you happen to be a solar version of these signs, then you're going to feel this lunar event more than others. Anyway, I hope you all have the best full moon in Libra ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.